Hello, I'm Jocelyn De Hoyos. I'm the interviewer. J-O-C-E-L-Y-N, De Hoyos, D-E-H-O-Y-O-S. And today I have with me...
James Palmer. I am the Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs. J-A-M-E-S-P-A-L-M-E-R.
The date is September 9, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as a part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So let's get started with the questions. I know that you said that you don't really have like so much with tamales, but maybe with your friends, they have like conversed with you. What do tamales mean to you?
So I am from South Texas, south of San Antonio. So tamales were, you know, kind of a staple of, of our diet. For special occasions, particularly around Christmas and Thanksgiving. And we had family members come to our house for Christmas Eve dinner all the time. And the tradition was that we would have tamales. Mm-hmm. And we had folks in the community who would make tamales. We would get them from those families or families that worked with my dad. They would give him tamales that they made. And we always knew that it was just something that was extra special because they took the time to make it, and we knew from the stories that they told how much work went into that tamale making process. And so when we would eat those, we were like, ah, these are Raul Sosa's tamales, and those were the more special ones, right, than getting them from a store or what have you. So it just meant a time when we were getting together as family, even if we weren't making them ourselves, we enjoyed them, particularly around Christmas time.
Okay. Were tamales your only meal, or did you incorporate other meals with them?
So around Christmas Eve, we would have rice and beans, of course, and my mom would actually make a chili to put on top of it. So my mom is not Hispanic or what have you, but she would make her own version of chili, and it would be made with meat and sometimes some beans, but generally just meat and a chili sauce and lots of tomatoes. And we would put that on top of our tamales with cheese and other things. That was her tradition, right? The thing that she kind of brought to that Christmas Eve dinner. Not everybody liked, you know, the chili on top. In fact, I was sharing something with Dr. Alberto Rodriguez here on campus and showed him a picture of me putting chili on top. He's like, I don't know what that is, right? That's something different, almost as if I'm ruining the tamale, right? But it's just one of those traditions that my mom started, and we continue to do that even today.
That's really nice. What's like the most unusual tamale filling that you have seen?
So I don't know about an unusual tamale filling, but the most unusual tamale I've ever had was in Mexico City. And I was coming as a young, naive study abroad student in Mexico City, and went up to a street vendor, and the tamale was not what I expected, right? The tamale here is a little harder, the masa is a little harder, and what I got was more like, kind of like an oatmeal around, right, a center, and it had sugar on top. This was around breakfast time, but it was about like a 4-inch tamale. And inside of the shell, right, or the husk, and that's the most unusual tamale I've ever had. Nothing like what I expected, but it was more like a white corn, kind of like an oatmeal type consistency, and we ate it with spoons.
Oh,
but I don't remember what was inside, but I just remember that texture being so different from what I was accustomed to in South Texas. So, yeah.
Is there like a particular person that you associate with tamales?
So my dad had an employee, his name was Raul Sosa, and he lived in Lemming, Texas, and he still does, but his family would make tamales, and I always associate him as I was growing up, you know, with the tamales that we would get on Christmas Eve. Every single year he would give us, you know, 3 or 4 dozen, and it was just the most special moment, right, that I remember. So, yeah.
That's really nice. Did you guys ever like get with his family to like eat the tamales, or was it just mostly your family just eating them?
Yeah, for the most part, it was. I knew that he, I think he rented out the hall or just had a place at the local church where I think his family kind of got together and kind of took advantage of the space. I don't even know if I'm remembering that correctly, but I know that he had a very, very large family. In fact, I think he had maybe 6 children. All of their children have children now, but I just imagine that whole you know, process kind of recreating itself generation after generation, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it does, but he would generally just give us tamales ourselves on Christmas Eve, and then we would eat them, you know, with our extended family, mm-hmm. but, yeah.
What was your first impression with tamales?
I don't remember. you know, being a kid, I think we just kind of grew up with them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, I'm hearing stories in my head of President Gerald Ford, when he had that delegation from Mexico, and he said, yes, yes, I know how to eat tamales, and he tries to eat the husk, right? And it's like, no, that's not what you do. But I don't remember as a kid actually kind of going through, like, how do I eat mm-hmm. this or what have you. My parents probably gave me what I could eat, right, and, mm-hmm. and kind of took care of it from there. And I probably ate it like it was a hot dog or something, right? But I don't remember any of that. I think I remember more taking care of my children and giving them tamales and just, you know, taking off the outer part and giving it to them. And I think we even probably just put chili on top and said, you know, here you go. To this day, they still love tamales too. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is there like a special memory or like a funny memory that you have while eating tamales?
Just that one in Mexico City where I was just like so taken aback because I thought all tamales were the same, mm-hmm. right? And you realize that, you know, there are different kind of locations and different types of tamales based on where we grow up and the things that you experience.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that I wasn't going to get the tamale that I thought I was going to get. And it was just, I thought I needed, you know, to buy 3 mm-hmm. or 4 of them because it was just a vendor on the street in Mexico City. And my friend said, no, you just try one first, right? And it was this huge kind of thing, like what we would think of as a burrito,
mm-hmm.
right? So that big. And that's just kind of the wildest memory about kind of eating one, if you will, just having a different type of experience and not really knowing what it was going to be. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What tamale fillings have you tried? Because the person before, he said that they usually made like deer meat
mm.
with it. But I mean, which fillings have you tried?
So I've never tried deer. That's
mm-hmm.
interesting. Or venison. I've tried kind of a bean and cheese, chicken, which was kind of a shredded chicken. Just the other day, somebody brought into the office here on campus some tamales. It was pork. I think there was one with bean and cheese. There was one with jalapenos and maybe some cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite to this day is still just pork tamales. Just regular pork tamales. Not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And not too spicy. Just regular pork tamales.
Would you guys like freeze the tamales, or would you like cook them on the stove? Some people like fry them. What was your process then?
So for us, generally we got them very, very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them the day of Christmas Eve, and they were either already warm, and then we were just kind of keeping them warm on the stove, generally with what would it be? Like a sieve with boiling water underneath, and it was just keeping them warm that way. But we didn't fry them. I can't remember doing that. Sadly, I remember microwaving them.
Oh, wow.
Like the next day when we had leftovers. But yeah, generally just keeping them warm with boiling water or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And serving them like in a big pot on top of the stove and people just coming by and getting, you know, whatever they wanted out of that big pot of maybe 3 or 4 dozen or what have you.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about tamales and the culture that they come from?
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about tamales and what they teach us about
mm-hmm.
that culture. And just that experience for me of realizing that there are different types, right, and different even textures, I think was a wake-up, right, for me. And I was remembering at that point, I was probably 20, 21, maybe 22, so young and still experiencing the world. And that was one of the things I remember about realizing that we're not all the same, and that's a good thing. I still didn't like their tamales as much as I liked, you know, South Texas tamales, but it didn't mean that they weren't any, you know, less valuable or less good to whoever was eating them and making them at the time. But just knowing that there was differences, and I think that was, for me, a young college student, that was an important lesson.
That was the conclusion of this interview, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.